This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and R&B in South Florida. It's the J-Dub 561 Show.
Yo, what is up, my crazy people? South Florida, you know what's going down. It's the J-Dub 561 Show, and you are not gonna believe who I got on the show today. It's gonna bless you. It's gonna blow your mind. I can't even... Yo, go get a bag of chips, a big fat, big gulp soda from 7-Eleven, and sit down and get ready for what's about to happen. It's going to blow your mind. I got on the show none other than the legendary CHH artist, my man, Filet. What's going on, brother?
What up, my guy? How you feeling out here?
Woo, you already hear me, bro. I'm super excited, like level 3000 on this bad boy. So I'm so glad to have you on the show today, brother.
Yes, sir. Glad to be with you, man. Looking forward to chopping it up.
Let's do it. But before we get into it, Flame, my man, can you kick us off?
What up, y'all? This your brother in Christ, Flame. I'm chilling with my guy, J-Dub 561.
Let's go.
So you jump from the Lord's Supper passage to the I am statements? That's weird. Facts. Jesus said he is the vine.
He ain't lying.
But that passage is a different kind.
No parallel.
Than the supper one he instituted.
They not related.
Don't believe me? Okay, let me prove it.
What he said.
Jesus took the bread and said that this is body.
Did he not?
Then he took the cup and told him this is blood.
Read it.
If he's holding bread and wine and use the word is.
Look it up.
In that sentence, please show me where's the metaphor.
I'll wait.
The only move you got is to redefine.
Only move.
What is means
is.
To say is symbolized.
Say
now you changing words, changing definitions.
Okay.
I taught you sola scriptura, ain't that your position?
Switching?
Oh. That's right. You modern man.
Da-da-da-da.
You reject the fathers and the rules of grammar then.
That's right.
The enlightenment. Sheesh. You finessed us all.
We cocky.
We rejecting Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Paul.
Wow.
Jesus is the great I am.
True.
See the parallels. Jesus the Passover lamb.
Ooh.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
Literally.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
For real.
Jesus said I am the vine.
The vine.
Yeah. Jesus said I am the door.
T-H-E.
Interpret this the way you wanna do it.
Don't do it.
Got the scripture saying Jesus represents the door.
Oh boy.
But that don't make sense, does it? Jesus is the vine.
Right.
He is the life source and the way to get to God.
The door.
Plus he said the vine, not a vine, some random vine.
That's key.
Some random door. Better be careful making metaphors.
Furthermore.
Cause he said I am the way, the truth, and life.
The life.
Resurrection and the life. I'm the bread of life.
Right.
Wanna make the I am statements the symbolic type?
Don't do it.
Like I am, that I am, that's denying Christ.
Heresy.
Yes, he used some symbolism here to make his point.
He did.
Don't miss his point to the truths, though, to which they point.
Himself.
These passages are not parallel with the other.
They not.
He's not holding objects up like the Lord's Supper.
He's not.
Jesus is the great I am.
True.
See the parallels. Jesus the Passover lamb.
Ooh.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
Literally.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
For real.
Jesus is the great I am.
True.
See the parallels. Jesus the Passover lamb.
Ooh.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
Literally.
Did they eat the lamb? Yes, they ate the lamb.
For real.
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying, who can listen to it?" After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, ma'am? Just want to talk to you for a minute. Can I do that? Oh, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am.
Hello. How you doing? How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing? How you doing?
Hello.
How your people's been doing?
Hello.
Yeah. Let's go.
Not to the left, baby. To the right.
Not to the left, baby.
He tell me share my faith, now I got a question now. Then I end up reasoning myself out of saying something. Now the opportunity is gone, cause I ran from it. Now I'm praying for his grace, that every time I would speak, in the schools, in the mall, on the job, on the streets, this is how it's gotta be. I'm talking about obedience, fearing God, not man, that is the ingredients. Yes, I know you can relate, some of y'all are shacking up. Time for you to move it out, get your clothes, pack it up. Yes, I know you can relate, why are you standing still when the Lord has called you to hit the foreign mission field? Yes, I know it's hard though, cause I understand it. But Jesus said if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. Yes, I know it's scary though, cause I understand it. But Jesus said if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. That is so obscene, Jesus died for that very thing. Hey, time for you to move, you need to go reconcile. You've been having beef with your fam for a while now. Go and confess your sin, go to the Lord in prayer. Go, 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 go. People everywhere should be stepping in the way. That is called obedience. In this case, it is good for you to be devious. Deviate from the world, run to Christ's likeness. Run, I say run to the one who is righteous. Get accountability, go and read your Bible too.
Spirit lead. and just wanna snap. But I was chasing sin, thought it would lift me up. Seemed like my only hope to get me out my rut. And part of me hated everything I was doing. See, I was terrified, thought my life would be ruined. But I was so addicted, felt like I couldn't quit. Jesus, come take me now, cause I am sick of this. And yes, he heard my prayer and ran to my aid. Then the tears started to flow, cause I was so afraid to embrace change, help my unbelief. And that's just what he did, and gave my soul peace.
Oh Lord, I've truly been captured. I can't believe that I ran away. Was that the end of my chapter? And I almost gave up on my faith. But you didn't wait for that. I was on the right persona. And you came for me.
Pleasure.
Yes.
You sent us your son.
Yes.
You gave us your spirit.
Yes.
You're three and yet one.
True.
Now we love you, Lord,
we love
because you loved us first. We were dead in our sin, headed to hell in the hearse. Now we're regenerated
alive,
and we are justified.
Yes.
And seen as perfect in the Father's eyes. We will be glorified
when
at the consummation.
Yes.
Praise you, holy God.
Yes.
Sweet salvation. But I remember nights when I would go astray. But you preserve my faith by giving me grace. And that is favor that I don't deserve. But that just ain't for me, but all the saints being preserved. You always pursue us because you foreknew us to be conformed into the image of your son Yeshua.
Jesus.
Now I am awestruck at your awesome beauty, captured by your love because you pursued me.
Hey, welcome. For them I guess you're wondering how we shine, how we glow, homie. But none other than the word of God that keeps us shining.
I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time.
Now life can be a struggle, it get rough sometimes.
Sometime.
So I put my faith in scripture, not the stuff that I buy.
And when I
try to take this truth from the scripture, the masses, they say that they can't hack this and say, you know,
judge it
like Mathis.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with cats who say they wanna be happy.
Okay.
But the problem is your search is never ending like habits without God.
Oh Lord,
why do we settle for less? Shining rocks they said was rare, so we call it the best. And since your favorite rapper rocks it, then you rock it. Losing your soul, so they'll jock it. If there was a treasure that we said was better and we told you where to find it, would you follow or not even bother? And sadly, just settle for diamonds. But sadly, several will
settle.
Never requiring who the Messiah be, neither the scripture that he was inspiring. Shunning the person that shine is requiring. Looking for pension but never retiring. Wanting to shine all of the time. Rocking the ice that you claiming is blinding. You look at the irony.
So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time.
I keep his word in me.
me, it's like a light to my path. Mid amongst vipers, we coming to light up the ass. Whether you in Rikers Island or you right in my class, adding up to seeing Christ, I hope you're liking the math. Dog, my wrist don't gliss with diamond. So what is the means by which I'm shining? Okay, you wanna know the whole way? Let me tell you what his words say. Live the perfect life, paid the perfect price, gave up his life, then he rolled on the third day. Okay, we born in this world into sin, and as soon as we step in, it's really a problem. And what are we gonna do about this issue, and who is the one that can solve it? If sin is the cancer, and we need the answer, and we need to know what the cure is. The cure is the blood of Jesus, he's the one that can free us, he sure is.
Yes!
Now that's the reason we glean, the reason we rap, we sing, because Jesus is king.
Yes!
From internal to external like a hard drive, cause I was saved like data the day the Lord died.
The truth is word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time.
I'm shining all the time, but you blind to the fact. Because your life is moving backwards like we're winding this track. Even if I'm wearing hand-me-downs with Calvin Klein on my slacks, rocking the ice that I got from the swap meet that's got you dying in me black. I'm still shining like a light, baby. My mind is in the right place. It's a Bible writes in this, my savior died. And like that, he might save us. So it don't matter if your chain hang low. See, when you die, where will it go? It's gain the world and lose your soul.
Yeah, we gotta consider this life is nothing but a step to get to the king. Look at the people that's chasing the bling. Always pursuing is doing their thing. And what does that bring? More of the pain, sending you back into chasing the things. Only a cycle, pick up the Bible. Look at your seat in the simple and pray. Yeah, it's cool to rock them new shoes. Yeah, it's cool to rock them new jeans. Red monkeys, red babies. Don't make them replace the king. If what you buy, what you drive, stopping you from worshiping God, that's the problem. Get resolved. All of it dissolved in the fire.
Keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. So I'm shining all the time. I keep his word in me, so I'm shining all the time. So I'm.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for listening to the J-Dub 561 show on 89.9 FM WCNO. And I just want to take a quick second to say thank you to all the sponsors that make this show possible. This is a listener-supported show, and it would not be possible without your help. And there's a couple of ways that you can donate. Every amount matters, no matter how small or how big. Nothing would be rejected, no matter how small it is or how large it is. So feel free to donate as much as you want. You can go to my website, which is JDUB561Music.com. That's JDUB561Music, JDUB561Music.com. And there's a donate button there. You can click on donate and donate there. Or you can go to my Instagram page, and you can find me on Instagram by typing in JDUB561. That's JDUB561. And there's a link in my bio to donate. The J-Dub 561 show is a non-for-profit 501c3, so your donation is tax deductible, and we greatly appreciate it. And the last way, you can always mail in an offering to the radio station. Just make sure you're in care of the J-Dub 561 show, and that would help us so much, and I greatly appreciate it, because we're focused here on reaching that next generation with this music and this content that I believe speaks to that generation and raises up the leaders of the future. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your prayers, and we appreciate it. We're going to get back into the music, and coming up soon, we'll have the Chop Zone on the J-Dub 561 show, 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
I be in my own zone, quarterbacking my own thing. Sticking to the script with it, slick with it on stage, dance move like Soul Train, yeah. I'm on fire how I see things, a pit bull with no chain, four against five, Soul Gang. Jump shot for the champion, chip ring, whoa. Cause I'm a hot boy. I'm a hot boy. Yeah, I'm a hot boy. Yeah, cause I'm hot boy. Made alive in the sun, that should tell you enough. I'm a hot boy. Yeah, cause I'm hot boy. Know I be about my business. The way I make it flip like a gymnast. Greatness, keep it cooking like a chemist in the kitchen with the flame on. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Been on my grizzly like Memphis, but I'm from the Mitten Gun Rule, bruh. Finessing so serious, my lyrics make them lean like drink from them two cups. Ha! Louisiana with the flow, man. 400 degree with the propane. Bass kicking to your chest like Luke Kane. Carry them across, gotta let them know who ain't. Whoa! Turned up how we do things. In the whip, but a rubber in my own lane. I'm an animal, too wild, too tame. Placing the game at the bottom of the food chain. Cause I'm a hot boy. I'm a hot boy. Yeah. I'm a hot boy, yeah. Cause I'm hot boy. Made alive in the sun, that should tell you enough. I'm a hot boy, yeah. Cause I'm hot boy. Chillin' outside in my tank top on, with some thong sandals. I ain't playin' with them. Island boy swag up in the catch a heat stroke. How I'm hot, I ain't playing with him. Made alive in the sun, that should tell you enough. I'm a hot boy, homie, I ain't playing with him. Yeah, cause I'm a hot boy. Yeah, I'm a hot boy. Looking at him with a stale face, church fan on me, got away because I'm hot boy. And no, I ain't bragging, ain't boasting, I'm just doing what I love. Tell me how I'm posting hot boy. Fresh about the rock boy. I'ma let the beat stop, boy. Give me the mic and I wreck it, reflecting perfection, flexing on the perspective of a hot boy. Turn up. Cause I'm a hot boy. I'm a hot boy. Yeah, I'm a hot boy. Yeah, cause I'm a hot boy. I'm a hot boy. Yeah, I'm a hot boy. Yeah, cause I'm a hot boy. Yeah, I'm a hot boy.
Diving in, for sure ain't thin. Still I'm going past knee deep. They say hold on, the journey's long. Find myself breathing out in I'm underwater and they can't keep me. I'm going under, you already set me free. I'm free, I'm free. Baby girl, yeah. Take my hands,
Inhale, exhale, mercy unveiled. Oceans calm my, open myself. Fin from heaven, I'm abandoned to your plans, Lord, 247. Inhale, exhale, mercy unveiled. Oceans calm my, open myself. Fin from heaven, I'm abandoned to your plans, Lord, 247. On the east side, where the sunrise, it's a new day. I open my eyes, what a blessing to be alive and to bask in your beautiful morning light. Surrendering to your sweet love, it's something words just can't speak of. The way you know me and how you hold me, I'm lost in the heavens above. On this morning, I get to start it over again.
You're going to be working on a new book.
Yes, sir.
And the book, help me understand if I'm wrong, the book is about your kind of your connection and path and your journey leading towards Lutheran theology, correct?
Correct, correct. Yep.
What do you want to share with the audience about that and a little bit about Lutheran theology and why that's so important to you right now in this time?
That's good, bro. So one, shout out to Concordia Publishing House. They are the publishing house that will be releasing a book, so I'm partnering with them. So, and they're from St. Louis, so it's like a, you know, connect, you feel me? So now, so that's one thing. But so I was in a Calvinistic headspace for 18 years. And for people that don't really know what that is, you don't even necessarily have to know. But the people that do, it's a theological camp where the basic tenets are things like this. One, they proclaim that Jesus did not die for everyone, right? So they proclaim that Jesus only died for the elect. They proclaim that God created some people only for judgment. Like he created them for hell. Like that's why they're here, because that glorifies his wrath, right? And that sounds like sinister. Like, how can somebody believe that? But the way it's sort of massaged into your mind And these are good people, good Christians that love the Lord. I'm not downplaying them. I'm just talking about the ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so yes.
The way it's sort of massaged into your thinking is they highlight the good things about God's bigness. He's in control. He works all things together for your good. And since he only died for a select few, if you are a Christian, that means he loves you in this special way, this unique way. So it makes you feel special. It makes you feel uniquely loved. And that's sort of the way it allows you to sort of, I guess, buy into the way of thinking. Mm-hmm. But as I continue to process Christianity that mm-hmm. way, I started to follow it to its logical end. And I'm like, man, okay, so if Jesus only died for the elect or this select few, how do I know if I'm one of those select few? Mm-hmm. And they will say, well, you know, by faith. And I'm like, amen. So that gives me some comfort. Mm-hmm. Then I still want to know, but how do I know if I'm one of the ones he actually died for? Like, mm-hmm. I need to know that, because mm-hmm. what if I'm like the ones in Matthew 7 where it says, didn't we preach in your name and speak in your name? And then he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I mm-hmm. never knew you. So the way that they sort of use that scripture is to say, you can think you're a Christian, but you can find out by surprise on that final day that you're not a Christian. So that's terrifying. You know what I'm saying? Surprise, right? And obviously they wouldn't say it as,
Yeah,
but if you press on it, that's where it leads, if you're honest. So long story short, I just sort of spiraled into this dark place, because I'm like, now I have to look within to see if my affections match up, to see mm-hmm. if my behavior is super consistent at every point, my emotions, my desires, and mm-hmm. if they're not so parallel and progressing on this upward ladder climb, then maybe I'm not in. And that those terrors drained me. And it was through my Lutheran studies that helped me realize one of the main reasons we celebrate that Jesus died for everybody without exception is that, number one, it's true, but number two, there's comfort. Mm-hmm. So I would never have to question, did Jesus die for me?
Yeah.
Because I can know for certain, based mm-hmm. on the scriptures, he died for everyone. It's comfort in that already. Mm-hmm. So those wires started to become untangled in my mind through Lutheran thought. And then, like I said, the sacraments, baptism, the Lord's Supper, those things were more fuel to the fire, more artillery to the weaponry that says God is for you in a multiplicity of ways. So all these angles of good news and gospel and peace started mm-hmm. to reinvigorate me. And I just... Good. I came back alive, bro. So I have to write about this journey for people who are stuck in that space, or even mm-hmm. people who have never thought about it, but feel trapped mm-hmm. and don't feel good enough.
Mm. Let me ask you this, and we keep going a little bit deep in this interview, but I might have to break up this show for like two shows, part one, part two. But I got to ask you, man. And you know, without, what do you think about the passages? I'm not a Calvinist, but it's all good. What do you think about the passages from the Lutheran perspective that speak about the elect or the predestined and things? How do you process that through the Lutheran lens?
Yeah, that's good. So one of the distinctives of Lutheran thought, which, you know, Luther is pulling from the ancient church. One of the things Luther does not want to do is to be thinking in a vacuum. So he's gonna always trace his steps back to the church fathers to make sure, am I consistent with what we've always professed, or am I in my own head? So he has these healthy guards, right? As well as the others around him. So one of the dope components about Lutheranism is we're very comfortable with the tension in scripture. So there's the statement that says, if there was a circle right where it should close, Calvin felt the need to close it.
Mm-hmm.
Luther was okay leaving it open. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're OK with the tension in the Bible. So we rightly proclaim that election is true.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says it. We're not trying mm-hmm. to get around it. Jesus does have a people that he knows ultimately will be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible also says that he died for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what people want to force us to do is to reconcile that tension.
Yeah,
it's not a contradiction. It just says that God knows who will be saved, but human beings are responsible for their own repentance.
Come on.
the phrase, the Latin phrase, to give you some more Latin, is
Crux Stellagorum,
which is the theologian's cross, which means it's the cross that all Christians have to bear, in that we can't explain that. I don't know. I don't know how God knows ultimately who will be saved, but yet it's everybody's responsibility to repent.
Yes.
So we're very comfortable with saying this is what the Bible reveals, and it's not my job to give all the answers. I just humbly bow my knee and proclaim what's in the text, as opposed to reading into the text, creating things to fill the gaps. Ooh, I know, maybe it's this. And then you sort of elevate your guesses as if they're actually scripture, but your guesses are not scripture. They might be good guesses, but if it's not revealed in the Bible, we can't stand on it with that kind of confidence. So that's what Lutheranism helped me do, was to affirm, yes, the Lord has an elect. Yes, he predestined some. But what the Bible does not say is that God predestined some to be damned, or to be created solely for hell. So that's another one of those guesses, because they're trying to answer the question, how are some and not others saved? And in an attempt to close that circle, you start guessing and adding these creative things. So that's the idea behind it. Much more could be said, but you get it.
No, it's good. Myself doing ministry for many, many years, youth, young adults, you know, college students, even adults, this is a question, honestly, that really messes a lot of people, bro, a lot of people. And I got so many young adults that come to me like, J-Dub, I just don't even know if I'm saved. I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's not something that you can't exist like that as a believer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, to me, that's a lie from the devil. And look, I'll tell you, I'm not a saint. I mean, we're saints because of our faith in Jesus Christ. But I know I mess up. Ask my wife. She'll tell you right away.
Yeah,
I'm going to get in trouble for saying it. Anyways.
No, I get it.
But, you know, so I thank you for unpacking that, because I honestly, Flame, I believe that is one of the, for those who actually care and about their faith and are wrestling through it, bro. And when I was in college, I saw my, you know, fellow theologians, theology students, like, give up on their faith because of that subject and walk away from the faith because they felt there's no reconciliation. So I'm just going to become, you know, a partier. And it's not that hard in college, you know, there's partying going on everywhere, but you know what I'm saying? But still, I mean, I saw people justifying that. And I mean, maybe I'm just a simpleton because I'm like, you crazy, you know? Okay, maybe I don't understand it, but I ain't going down that route, you know what I'm saying? But, well, I got a couple more things for you. And I once heard you share a testimony. Actually, it was at a show that we did together, believe it or not, Florida, Okeechobee, Florida. It was you, Cannon, and myself. So I was the opener for the opener. Yeah, man. And you shared a testimony there about an offer that you once received. Could you share the guys, if you're listening to this interview, I'm telling you, turn it up right now. This testimony, this story is going to bless you. Share with our audience that story, if you would, Flint.
Yeah, man. So this was years ago, earlier on too, which is important, because at that point I could have been more swayed to go down another path, right? So I was doing my music. I'm at this point probably about 17, 18 in that space. Okay. And just a young Christian, enjoying the music, the art, and sharing my faith through Christian rap. And a major record label found out about me and what I was doing, and they reached out to my management at the time.
Now, was this while you were on Cross Movement Records?
This was right before.
Okay.
I was on Cross Movement Records. And so again, all this transition, right? Early on, where it's like big decisions need to be made. So they approached me through my management, and so I heard about this offer that was on the table. So they were like, look, we got $1 million for you, ready to deposit this into your bank account. Just sign a contract. All you have to do is stop rapping about your faith. You can be sort of positive, you can do sort of you know, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Tupac, Dear Mama type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, we don't want you to rap about Jesus. We don't want you to share your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was like, one, I'm flattered that y'all would consider me, that y'all sort of track me down. And I was, that would change my life. I'm still in the hood, right? I ain't never seen that kind of money.
Yeah,
and
man.
For them to, they ready to hit the green light and put the money in my bank account. That could have changed my life, my family's life, and the trajectory of my future. So in that moment, it was a weighty decision, but at the same time, it was not, because I knew that I was passionate about communicating the reality of what the Lord had did in my life through music. I was very firm on that, even as a teenager. And I told them, thank you, I appreciate the offer, but I can't do it. You know, I came in as a Christian rap artist. I made my resolve to truly be myself as an artist. And my faith is a part of what I'm excited about. That's what gets me lit about writing and talking and speaking. Other than that, I don't have this affinity for being known and famous.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even get excited about that. So I just told them, thank you, but no thank you. And my management, honestly, they were disappointed. I had a couple of people close to my family that were disappointed. They felt like, why don't you just do this, take the money, God will forgive you, or you can switch it up later. Once you gain like a big following, you can switch it up later and do what you want.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't sleep at night, bro. I have to live with that decision. Like, I got to put my head on that pillow and have a clear conscience. And I was like, I just can't do it. So I turned the offer down, bro.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
$1 million at 18, 19, even 20. That's a game.
That was worth
changer.
More then.
Yes. Way more. Way more.
Yeah.
Man. And in what time, what age were you when you actually came to Christ?
So, that's rabbit trail. I could try to figure it out, because I was baptized earlier on in life. But I would say when I really started turning up, I was 16 years old.
Okay.
So,
Same here. Shout out.
Oh, bing, bing, bing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's when I really started turning up, man. And I started going to church for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a tragic accident. My grandmother had just died. It was just a crazy time period. I got kicked out of my school. Dudes came in with guns trying to kill me. Security guard told me to leave. It was just wild. So in that moment, I was just looking for those answers, the sweetness of what my grandmother handed down to me. And I was invited to church by this girl. I thought she was super cute. You know what I'm saying? She was like, come to church. I went, I heard the gospel, and the Lord just put this fire in me, bro. And it's still ignited to this day. You
Praise
know?
God. That's yeah, awesome, man. Bro. All right. Top 10 all-time favorite CHH artists. What you got? Who's in your top 10, bro?
Let me see. So it's definitely going to be The Ambassador.
Woo!
So he goes hard. I got, even though, you know, sad news surrounding this guy, but I still got him on my top 10. Fanatic, right?
Absolutely. He's a beast, bro.
Yeah, got to keep him in there. Shylin, he's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Thizzle, he's one of my favorites. KB.
Hey.
Mike Real.
Okay.
Man, ooh, this is hard. All right, so what are we on, six?
We're at six.
Let me see. Who else? There's a new artist named G Rose. So he's up and coming. He's super talented. let me see. My homie Jason. So
okay, Jason, we know about that.
Goes super hard. And two more, bro. Let me see. I probably have to say, I don't know, bro. Let me see. Last two, man. That's hard, bro. That is hard. I don't know. Those are the people in my rotation, bro.
Those are good.
Who would you put as those last two if you had to fill a gap?
Well, you hit some hard ones, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You hit some hard ones. You got some big ones in there.
Let me see.
This is your time. This ain't my time. So
yeah, we don't want to be in the hot seat, huh?
Maybe you'll have me on your podcast and I can give you my top 10.
Let me see. Give me some seconds, man. I will say this group. I'm just going to group them together. I remember earlier on, Gospel Gangsters.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, Gospel Gangsters. They took
it.
Yeah.
So Mr. that's Solo.
Yeah, yeah. They killed
Solo
it, bro.
Solo was a spitter, bro.
A spitter.
He was a spitter, bro. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. Rest in peace, man. So that's nine. Are we going to Is that just nine? That's one more?
One more.
Let me see.
The pressure's on, bro. The pressure's on.
Man. Woo. One more, bro. No, that's tough, honestly.
We have to come back for a third episode.
Yeah, that top five, that's the list. The rest of them, I don't know, bro.
All right.
They might pop in my head by the time we're done. Is this the end? Are we done?
We are just at the end.
I was trying to buy myself some time.
I know.
Oh, okay, here we go. Timothy Brindle.
Woo, another spitter. Another great theological and just wordplay spitter there. He's a beast.
Them the dudes literally, like no exaggeration, that used to drive me. You know what I'm saying? Like I would get in my truck and listen to them dudes. Like I was an artist, I would listen to them to sharpen me. You know what I mean? So that'd be my top 10. That'd be my top 10.
This wasn't a question I had on my list, but I just was thinking about it right now. Who is somebody that's out there right now that you would like to work with? If they're listening to this show or they're watching the video on YouTube, say, you know what? I would really love to do a project with this artist. Who's that?
Man, so it's a new artist by the name of Phil J. So he's Phil J, PHILJ.
Okay.
So he's an up-and-coming talent, man, but he's one of those dudes that does everything. Plays drums, plays the keys, raps, sings, dances. And as I'm just keeping my eye on new talent, I think about, man, it would be super lit to do a body of work with this guy. You know what I mean? So look him up. We did a few songs together, but I could tell, like, if we actually locked in, could produce something that could be a standalone staple thing just with his diversity and my experience. I think that would be super lit, bro. And that's one of the things about me. I love bringing new talent to the forefront. A lot of established artists, I always salute them for the hard work that they put in, but I think about new upcoming acts who need that look, you know.
So on Clear Sight right now, you got you and you got Mike Real. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
And are you looking to sign any more artists or?
Yeah, man. I got my sights set on a few upcoming talent. I haven't engaged anybody in any actual conversation. But just know, if you're watching this, I'm looking. I'm watching. I'm on people's social media page. You know, I'm checking people's Apple Music and Spotify. So I'm always scouting, always looking. And I just want to serve the next generation with, you know, the experience that I have, the resources that I have. And I love it, bro. So, you know, especially when I think of people like V Rose, like, she was one of those artists that was just killing it in Northern California, Sacramento, right? Super small, not a big platform. But when I saw her on stage, bro, and I heard her voice, I was like, people have to know about V. And she is like textbook signee. In other words, she's the kind of artist any label would be happy to sign, because she was a hard worker and still is, super talented, great writer, very mature. She handles herself well around people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just super joy to give her that platform and to see her take off and to do her own thing independently. So yeah, I'm looking for that combination of things in one person. Super cool, easy to be around, teachable, hard worker, talented.
And, yeah, man.
You know, so that's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
That's a big package. So you're going to sign Shake 'em, Wake 'em, or Wake 'em, Shake 'em?
Wake 'em, Shake 'em.
Wake 'em, Shake 'em.
You see? Yeah, that's the bro, man. He's a wild boy. And one of the things I love about Wake 'em, Shake 'em, so he's just this character who he thinks he knows everything, he refuses to be wrong. And he always has to have the final word. You know what I mean? So when I engage him.
I don't know anybody like that.
You're right. We don't know. None of us know anybody like that, right?
Nobody. Nobody.
But he's one of those personalities that if you can get his attention and get him to consider something, man, you've labored. You've earned that. And so I like him as a character because it allows me to probably speak to a collection of people that are hearing something new, and they get to identify with Wake 'em, Shake 'em if they are wrestling with whatever it is I'm bringing to the table. So in Wake 'em, Shake 'em, they get to relate as it you know, pertains to, all right, what is he saying? Am I on with this or am I not? You know, they can kind of live through Wake 'em, Shake 'em in that way. And so, yeah, super fun character. So a lot more already in the can from him.
That's dope.
So stay tuned to social media and all that for more Wake 'em, Shake 'em.
Speaking of social media, your Instagram is Flame. What's the numbers?
Flame314. So it's my St. Louis area code.
Yes, sir. JDub561, we know about that.
Hey, so, represent.
Flame314, and what's the YouTube?
Yeah, the YouTube, just search Extranos Academy. So Extranos Academy. Extranos Academy. Same thing on TikTok, Flame Extranos. And yeah, tap in.
There you go. All right, brother. Well, this has been an absolute pleasure. Like, seriously, an honor, a pleasure, and a blessing all wrapped up into one. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I can't wait to release this. I seriously might do a two-part special because we really went to town today. And I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving me your time. It's precious.
Sure.
And I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ that I press record because I have done an interview or two.
I know. It happens, bro. It happens.
And I forgot to hit that record button.
No.
Seriously.
If that were to happen, would you prefer to do it on a different day to get like fresh energy, or would you try to redo it immediately after realizing that you didn't press record?
No, I'm going to have a month to decompress my depression and then
the sadness out.
And then redo it. But dude, it's been amazing. This has been so good. So awesome. Yeah. Thank you so, so much. As we close out, what is a final thought you want to leave with everyone listening? Final thought, you got it, go.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think about those that we talked about who don't feel good enough. They see inconsistencies in their own personhood and they feel like I am beyond saving. So I say the quote, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor does. And here's how that should comfort you. That shouldn't make you say, I can do whatever I want. I can just offend people and, you know, wild out, right? That should make you say, at least as it pertains to what it means to be right with God. The Bible says we are justified by faith. So if you are trusting in what Jesus did on the cross for you, it is that simple. The faith of a mustard seed. You don't have to believe that in super intense ways, because the mustard seed, when Jesus said it, was the smallest seed. So the simplicity of faith, just rest in that reality and know that God is doing something outside of you. It's not from the inside.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's from the outside. Now, as we spend time on earth, of course, we want to figure out, how do I be a good friend? How do I be a good son, a good employee? We do that horizontally for our neighbor, but that isn't doing anything for you before God. So rest in that, rest in the gospel. Amen.
Amen, brother. Well, thank you so much. That's it. It's your boy Flame. Second edition, maybe third edition. I don't know how many episodes we're going to cut out of this, but it's going to be great. It's going to be good. Brother, thanks. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your ministry and everything that you're doing, bro. I seriously mean that. I pray God's blessing all over you in Jesus' name, bro.
Jesus' name. Thank you, bro.
Amen, bro. Peace.
Peace. I see you on social media.
Príncipe en la música. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't tryna hear what you gon' say. Don't go make it anyway. Don't compare, we ain't the same. I ain't tryna play no games. Yeah, I'm Jesus on the play. I'd rather talk with no delays. Don't you stop me now today. I ain't never had a thing, so I ain't here to play no games. I'm gon' make it anyway.
Time for the folks who made it. I bet you made your mama proud. I'ma get there soon, I claim it. And I don't even need the crowds. I bet they probably hate you now. I heard they try to tear you down. They saying that you change with the fame just because you see the world a little different now. But that's cold. This how the truth unfolds. Gotta get goals to fit your mold. Thank God, man, he's in control. I follow his place with X and O's like, whoa, buddy, I'ma do my thing. Cream of the crop like creme brulee. Rapping my God, man, I ain't changed, so I ain't trying to hear what you gon' say.
I'm gon' make it anyway. Don't compare, we ain't the same. I ain't trying to be
push my buttons, they can never stop me or slow me for nothing. Headed to the top, all in, no bluffing. In God we trust, man, just keep trucking. I've been feeling really kinda bad though lately. I know they getting mad, I'm on my bag though lately. Walk by faith, plan A's the plan B. You best pray, old Dan, no Bambi. We touch road gang like a stampede. Good vibe tribe, don't try to offend me. Play no games, you see him near me. I call God, I know he hear me. Couple more hits, man, going major. Head to the sky, I see no haters. Tisha, get me PS5 for data.
Hear what you gon' say. I'm gon' make it anyway. Don't compare, we ain't the same. I ain't try to play no games.
Straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a seal, he's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a seal, he's walking for real. I just been walking on water. I still believe in the Father, no Gucci, no Prada. We straight from the bottom, like life for the gutter. Like when it was cluttered, just trusting your brothers. And not to be ready, you getting that cheddar. It's now or it's never. Hold up. I need me to spaz with that ahead. It's harder than real fast. Time we going light back to back to back to back. We under attack and it's getting bad. Cause I've been losing sleep, he's testing me. Like, listen, son, and it's really me. I done made you free, don't rest in peace. Just rest in me. Now you'll see there is freedom when you're into me. Your enemy will bow down to me. Straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a seal, he's walking for real. Yeah, I know. We straight from the veil, we keeping it real. The tomb is a seal, he's walking for real.
I'm from here all to my city. Down here, the young for so lit. T may be gold, but we bout them souls. TTG train to go get them. Love them, but never condemn them. Jesus came just to forgive them. We dip them in blood and cover them in love. Holy Spirit, come and seal them. Let your spirit come within them. Like a temple, you can feel them. Devil try, but never end them. So in the end, man, we win then. So catch us on the block, rapping Christ, blowing up the whole spot. You raw still, and I know you kill, but can't do it on our watch.
We keeping it real, the tomb is a seal, he's walking for real, yeah, I know. We straight